4JET and 4ZLK. In choice, K4WCL. I have to be. Hey, John. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Shane, what you up to?
I've been offered to help this guy who had some stuff in his trailer, and he said, I don't need any help here, but can you come help me move a piano? I've got it taken apart. It's in my mom's estate, and I need to get it downstairs. And I was like, sure. So turns out he's on the same road as Matt lives on. I just thought I'd give him a call and see if he was home, but see if I could meet him at his driveway.
You could get Matt to help, too, and then lighten the load by a third.
He said it's taken apart. It's just pieces that are kind of heavy. So anyway, I'll let you go for a minute. I'm waiting for him to back into the driveway, and then I'm going to park here. So I'll call you in a minute, in a little bit, N4ZLK.
Do some miles on the Doodle Trail. I'll have a handy talkie with me. See you later. Don't hurt yourself, man. K4WCL.
Hey, John. Hey, old boy, shit.
Being dropped out. Hello, Patrick. Haven't talked to you. Oh, God, at least a month. How you doing?
How are you doing? Y'all got moved up here full time yet?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. We've been spending about 90% of our time up here. Go home for a couple days, see the grandkids, do a little purging. We got lots of purging to do. But, yeah, I'd say we're pretty much settled in and got a South Carolina driver's license. So, it is my official residence now.
Glad to hear it. And, yeah, it's amazing how much stuff you can accumulate over the years, is it not?
That's what my wife and I are collectors, I guess, of sorts. And I've lived in that house for almost 30 years. And she's been there about 25, 26. So, yeah. I haven't even gotten down to the basement garage level. That's where all the treasures probably are hidden.
Is that you haven't seen in decades, right?
One thing I'm looking for, I've got an old 1939 console radio, and I know where, like, the chassis is, where the tubes, you know, are on and all that. I can't find the actual case, you know, the furniture part, and I'm hoping to uncover that, and I'm going to get a friend of mine to restore it. I got a good ham friend back in Georgia who has kind of made it into a small business. He buys old radios and fixes them and sells them. He's got about 150 of them right now, and he got a booth at one of the local antique markets.
I bet that's definitely interesting anyway.
Some beautiful radios. I don't know how much of his inventory he has online. I know he's got a website called Vintage Vibe. Really beautiful pieces. So, Patrick, I'd love to chat with you a little bit more. I just pulled into the parking lot here. We're going to go get some miles on the Doodle Trail. I do have the handy talkie with me, but I'm not sure how reliable I'll be into the repeater with a handy.
I just wanted to say hello. It's been a while since I talked to you, so be careful out there. Enjoy your walk on the trail, and we'll catch up on down the log. KO4HK, I'll be quick. 7-3.
7-3, and hopefully you're taking Monday off, I would think. You should be, anyway. 7-3 from the Doodle Trail, K4WCL. I'm just curious if I'm making the machine with a handy talkie, K4WCL.